Welcome back to The Flying Lap, F1 News, the pit stop for your need for speed in Formula One news and updates. I'm Jack, your host, ready to rev up the conversation with the latest from the world of F1 racing. So fasten your seatbelts because today's episode has enough twists and turns to rival any Grand Prix circuit out there. Today's Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. First up, let's address the elephant in the paddock. Rumours have been circulating about a potential discussion between Jos Verstappen and Mercedes regarding Max's future beyond Red Bull Racing. The background noise suggests that Toto Wolff, the head honcho at Mercedes, has his eyes set on Verstappen to fill Lewis Hamilton's boots when he eventually moves over to Ferrari. As the rumbles go, there might be post-Miami Grand Prix talks. Now, Max is on the fast track to claim his fourth consecutive Drivers' Championship and has a contract all the way through 2028, but Jos hints at considering options for the 2026 regulations shake-up. Despite Red Bull's principal Christian Horner being cleared of any wrongdoing after a contentious investigation, Jos Verstappen has cautioned that it could still create turbulence within the team. What does all this mean for Verstappen's future with wings? Well, his father's words suggest a calm in the storm, but with Adrian Newey potentially looking elsewhere, there could be more in play than just speculation. Shifting gears to Aston Martin and the aftermath of the China sprint race, wheels within wheels, folks, because we've got a team appealing for the right of review over Fernando Alonso's penalty from that collision with Carlos Sainz. Alonso's bid for third place sent them both into a spin, leading the stewards to slap a 10-second time penalty and 3 penalty points on his record. But Aston Martin isn't taking this laying down. They're challenging the stewards' decision, claiming there's new evidence that could overturn the original call. It will be a 2-part hearing taking place in Miami. Whether this is an actual game changer or just a flash in the pan remains to be seen. In other news, Mercedes chief Wolff denies any talks or rumours with young Verstappen. The F1 scene is no stranger to drama, and this just adds more fuel to the fire. Whisper campaigns aside, it looks like it's going to be business as usual for now. Before we wave the checkered flag on today's show, remember folks, the action doesn't stop once the engines cool down. Keep your eyes peeled and your ears open for the ongoing saga. Whether it's the battle for third or the whispers of team switch-ups in the paddock, rest assured that The Flying Lap F1 News will have all the latest updates you need. That's all from me today. I'm Jack, and you've been listening to The Flying Lap F1 News. Don't forget to follow or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts for all the latest on the F1 circuit. Stay on track, race fans, and join us again for another lap around the world of Formula One. Drive safely out there.